Okay, guys, I think this time it's gonna work. Welcome back, cred heads, to another episode of Steak Podcast. It is October 8th. Need to apologize for not being able to do this last week. Things are getting a little crazy. Week 7 of law school, and so they're really cranking on the readings. It's 4:30 a.m. I've been up since I think like 2:30. My son woke me up. I mean, I get up really early, but I go to bed really early too. He falls asleep at like 7, so I was in bed at 7. No, that's actually not true because I watched some of the debate last night. I think I was in bed at like 9. But anyways, guys, today's episode, shout out to Applesome for putting me on Cred Heads. You guys aren't dorks anymore. I guess we're all Cred Heads now. For the time being, until I can find something that I like more. I like cred heads, but it's just to me it almost sounds like crackheads. And on top of it, it's still not as catchy as Decred Dorks, to be honest. But I understand some people really don't like that. And yeah, that's just how it's gonna be. So for now, we are going to be the cred heads here on Steak Podcast, and we need to look at DCR data, because although it is October 8th, that tells us very little. But what does tell us something is that we are at proposed block 491,646. The current Decred ticket price is 151.78 DCR. And we are at 6,111,392 DCR, that is staked, that is more than 50% of the total circulating supply, with an exchange rate of $11.28. The hash rate, I think it's gone up slightly from last episode, is at 449.53 petahashes. I think I really would like to do an episode on mining eventually. I don't know enough about mining, so I would definitely need to bring someone on and would love to just ask you a bunch of questions. So if there's anyone who's listening to this, who knows someone in the community, or if you yourself are in this community and would like to come on Stake Podcast and talk about Decred mining, please reach out to me. But today we are going to talk about Politeia. I imagine this is going to be kind of a short episode, but we'll see how it goes because I don't like do a whole bunch of planning before I do these. I kind of have a topic, I do a little bit of reading research, but I really just speak from the heart, the soul, and just let it go off the top of my head. And I think that Staked has really caught on, or I hope it's catching on, primarily because I really see myself as like the most typical, prototypical user, I think, of cryptocurrencies and where we are in this sort of blockchain crypto space, right? I see myself, this is just self-reflection. I see myself as the stereotype, or like archetype, maybe is probably a better word, of who has moved into this space over the last, since 2017. That's whenever I kind of like really fell down the rabbit hole. And I find myself a little bit more like above intelligence, like a little bit more than average, probably. And someone who really wants to have a better life and understand how the world works. And I'm saying all this just to say, look, I'm not like a rabid shitcoiner, right? I don't just put money in projects willy-nilly. Whenever I was younger, I got very lucky in terms of how, my journey into crypto played out. But sort of once I found Bitcoin, it was since then and falling down, I kind of had like a period of Bitcoin majoritarian or maximalism. Decred was the first project outside of Bitcoin that I had strong convictions in. And it is the project that I have the strongest convictions in. And sometimes I even trick myself into thinking I have stronger convictions in Decred than Bitcoin. And in some ways I do, especially over a long enough time frame, which is why like people who are in Decred right now are some of the most interesting people, because it really takes not only the foresight to see how the future is playing out and how tech, like sort of the road technology is taking, but it also requires you to give an honest assessment of Bitcoin and its weaknesses, right? Which in my opinion is governance and privacy. Privacy being the big one, because I do believe that at some point that debate will come to head in Bitcoin. And look, we already have a path towards privacy. We already have that built into the ethos, and we'll continue to iterate. Talked about that in previous episodes. But it's the governance layer that allows us to do this, right? It's the governance layer that allows us to be adaptable. Because these are protocols, because this is software, it's the foresight of acknowledging that things are going to change, right? Whether it be SHA-256 gets broken in Bitcoin. I guess we have Blake-256 or whatever we have. I've heard people talk about like if a supercomputer comes around and you know, is able to crack and beat SHA-256 or however that would work, that would damage Bitcoin. Or chain analysis, right? There's huge debates, and some of the Bitcoin maximalists tweet every day. Shout out Matt Odell. He's always talking about privacy, freaks out about privacy, which it's very hard to use in Bitcoin. I mean, I like myself, and the reason I started Stake Podcast is because I believe that, look, I'm not anyone special. I'm just trying to figure a lot of this stuff out. I obviously live in the United States, and that has afforded itself many benefits, primarily material, and I guess political as well. But I say that just to say, I'm no coder. I'm no tech guru wizard. I very much am just the average user. Look, I'm going to tell you guys things about my OPSEC today that I like probably shouldn't disclose, but like I have to be very transparent when talking about Politea, because part of why I'm doing Stake Podcast is so that I continue to challenge myself. Look, I have all of my Decred on a ledger. That's how I do it. Whenever I first got into space, you know, it was a couple hundred dollars. It was not a lot of money, still not a lot of money. And, you know, it was going down the YouTube rabbit hole, found Andreas Antonopoulos, and he was talking about securing your Bitcoin and holding your own private key, and getting to that stage of like holding my own private key from the first time I bought any cryptocurrency to holding my own private key took me probably over a year. And Decrediton, Politea, these things are scary to newcomers, people who don't know this space. Like you put my girlfriend started, you know, that's why I love the mobile wallet so much, is because it's so easy. It's so easy. And I love that. And I love that Decred focuses on the UI and UX experience, because I have downloaded Decrediton before on an old MacBook. I never put any currency in it or any Decred or atoms in it, because I was always scared. I didn't want to get hacked, and I didn't know how to like secure my private key, especially one that I generate on a computer. And I have been hacked. I recently got hacked. My Ethereum wallet on this thing, which I don't use very often, my MetaMask. And I think it's because, you know, I'm really doxing myself. So hopefully this ledger thing really, really is strong, because yeah, when I set up my MetaMask, I think I must have like taken a screenshot. I don't know how. All I know is that about 2 weeks ago, I started sending Ethereum from Coinbase to my MetaMask on my laptop. And then within 2 minutes, it would always get transferred out of my wallet. You could see it on ETH Explorer, and I'm such an idiot. I probably spent like $100 just sending stuff to my MetaMask and then watching it immediately get pushed out of my MetaMask. And I've sort of just, I didn't have anything in there. I had a couple of NFTs, ERC-20s. But the point that I'm getting at is that somehow, some way, someone got a hold of my, I don't know if it was my mnemonic phrase, or if that's the right word, mnemonic, and, or my private key, maybe I took a screenshot. I don't know, guys, but I know that I've been hacked. And so, yeah, I love that Decred is just, all I have to tell someone is, dude, just get on your phone, go to the App Store, and download the Decred wallet. And they're already exercising the sovereignty and permissionlessness of the Decred network. And it's that simple. It's that simple. It's downloading an app, and immediately I can start sending them atoms, and they can participate. I need to start doing that more. I really want to start telling my friends to download the wallet and sending people money. And that is actually probably a perfect plug to go ahead and say, like, if you guys, you know the deal, please donate if you can. I'm not going to press it. It really helps me out. It keeps encouraging me, puts food on my plate, and helps me save up for my ticket, which just over 80% there. Politea. Pull up some things real quick. Okay. We don't need that anymore. And I'm really reading mostly a lot of this just from the Decred docs, but what is Politea? Politea is a platform that supports Decred's governance. It facilitates the submission, tracking, and discussion of Decred governance proposals by stakeholder community. And allows you, it's a web platform that allows you to look at proposals and vote up or down on those proposals in a Reddit-like forum. It's important to note that your vote is not anonymous. Politea was a very interesting name, I thought. Someone who studied philosophy. You immediately get thoughts of Plato and Socrates. I actually think one of those two has a book or, you know, writing titled Politea. And to me, Politea has always meant a body of governance, right? Like a polity is a government, almost, is kind of the way I've always used it, but not really a government, because I feel like when you think of a polity, government has so much like certain structures, whereas a polity can be just a group of people coming together to decide on things, which, I mean, it's just a form of governance. So maybe it is just a government. But it means something different because it has implications of democracy. Because that's what, you know, the ancient Athens Greeks, that's what their form of governance was. It was a pure democracy, right? In Decred, we've talked about whether it's a, you know, democracy, plutocracy, technocracy. We've talked about that in the past, but Politea is the platform where people go, because back in ancient, you know, in Socrates' times, there would be forums where people would go, sort of like the community square. And this is where he would give a lot of his lectures, and this is where he would talk to people, and where people thought he was going crazy, and where they had to drive him away, right? Because he was polluting the minds of the youth. And Politea is this online forum where anyone can access it, and anyone is able to engage in the governance and discussion of Decred, which is very powerful, because one thing we've learned from the history of Bitcoin is that there has been walled gardens that have been created, and it has caused many fractures within the community, most notably the Bitcoin Cash split. You know, a lot of the issues is that you're having these debates, but you're having them on Twitter, you're having them on Reddit, you're having them on Slack, you're having them on Bitcoin Talk, you're having them in all these locations, but there's no central location. And people don't like that. People get off put by the centrality, I think, sometimes of Politea, because they see, especially within this space, everyone's like, decentralized, decentralized, decentralized. And I've gotten to the point now in my own thinking and talking and really learning to explain these concepts to people is that the centralized is one, not always the point. Oftentimes it's not the point. It's usually a means to an end, right? And two, it's a buzzword that usually people just throw around to like try to like oh, it's decentralization. And that's supposed to like solve answers, offer answers. And having a location where people who are governing a protocol, people who are engaging in a protocol can go and know that this is the place, this is where I go to talk, and anyone can access this. It's still accessible to everyone who has internet connection. There's no username and password. You don't have to do anything to go and just look on the proposals. You know, you log on the site. I'm on it right now. I'm looking. It is a little intimidating, I think, for a newcomer, but I think it's just because, well, I don't know why. That's just my impression. I'm not like really a UI UX person, but I do think just like the initial, you know, proposal.decred.org, the website is a little intimidating because it looks very serious, and it is serious. This is where business goes to be done. But it is very rather intuitive as well, because you can see when you log in, the first thing is you'll see the discussions that are going on, and they're sectioned off very nice and neat with bold headers. So anyone who's been around internet forums, other than that's why it's intimidating, because everyone just uses Facebook and Twitter and things like that. But anyways, up at the top, you'll see discussions, you'll see voting, you'll see the proposals that have been approved, rejected, and abandoned. I went through some of these this weekend to get a sense of what it takes and what type of things are getting abandoned, what types of things are getting rejected. Man, one of the most interesting things is that once upon a time, Decred had hired the community elected to have a marketing team, an outside marketing group come in. And, you know, they did some work. And then the community voted to not have them back. And to go back and read those discussions and look at the reasoning and look at the debate of, you know, you have this marketing firm who's trying to basically pitch for why they should be renewed for another 6 months or a year, whatever it was. You have feedback from the community saying, you know, in regards to metrics or in regards to the work being done or in regards to whatever it is, but it's just so open. And the thing about the proposal system is that, no, not anyone can just come in and just start writing stuff, right? They don't want people to just be able to spam Politea. So there are procedures and safeguards to keep the content on Politea very clean and clear and, you know, not offensive, because obviously, so the Politea system, and I could be wrong here, but my understanding is that it is actually anchored to the text and like the proposals. They do get anchored to the Decred network. So if I go in there and I write a post or I put in a proposal, one thing that people are going to want is they're going to want to make sure that it doesn't get edited by some admin, or that I don't get blocked or I don't get censored. Maybe someone who I submit a proposal and they don't like me, so they decide to censor it. They don't want it up, right? I need to be able to prove that I did that. And the way the Politea system does this is that it anchors to the blockchain, essentially. That's the easiest way I can describe it and the best way I know how to. There are two types of proposals. Oh, voting. Let's talk about that real quick, because voting can be done from your Decrediton wallet, which is why I was talking about my ledger earlier, because I've never actually voted. I've never voted. I own over 100 DCR and I've never voted. And look, I'm sure there are many like me. I'm sure there are many Decred hodlers like me, people who just silently stack their Decred and want to learn and stay up to date but they are not necessarily active in the governance, and that's okay, and that's good. That's good because we really do only want the skin in the game concept, right? The reason, in order to vote, you must lock up your DCR. You must lock it up for a period of anywhere between one day to, I think it's 60 days, something like that. In previous episodes, we've talked about it. Go watch. While the tickets are live, they can be used to cast votes on the proposals. And it costs 0.1 DCR to submit a proposal. This is done in order to limit the spamming. And there's also a fee just to register for a Politea account, also 0.1 DCR. And this is done to limit spam and, people creating puppet accounts. You don't want people going on there making one account and then making another account and like really trying to like make it seem like everyone in the community feels some type of way about a certain proposal. And fees can also change. If it doesn't seem to be working, if it doesn't seem to be a sufficient spam deterrent, the fee can change. The types of proposals that you'll see on Politea are proposals to aim to establish voter support for a cause of action. For example, this could be software development or adopting a change in policy. Right now, people are discussing the marketing language. If you go to the active discussions, and they're talking about money evolved taglines and basically how Decred should be, what language should we be using to talk about Decred. The other type of proposals are proposals that actually spend DCR from the decentralized treasury or treasury that's soon to be decentralized. But these proposals are submitted by anyone who would like to receive compensation for their work done. This oftentimes is programmers and coders, right? Like the Rada group, something of that nature. You could be a group of developers, you could be a single developer, and you're just going in and you're putting in your proposal, hey, this is what I've done, or this is what I'm planning to do, this is how much I want to be paid. The community votes through their Decrediton wallet. And this is actually a time I'd like to pause and put another call to action because as I do Stake podcasts, I need to start going more and more down the rabbit hole. Like, I want to eventually run my own full node using a Raspberry Pi. I want to do some tutorials on my YouTube page, my home YouTube page. I've done some in the past, like I did a mobile wallet setup tutorial, but I want to do a Decrediton one. And I, as someone who, I mean, I see myself as like pretty far down this rabbit hole, I still get scared just to set up a Decrediton wallet and to try to think about how to optimize my security so that I don't get hacked. And I want to be able to figure that out for myself and share that with you guys. So that's just another reason why you guys need to subscribe to Stake Podcast and stay tuned because I'm sure there are people who are very much like me, just the average Joe, the average person who just sees what's going on in the world and wants an escape and wants to be part of something. So one thing that I really admire, and kind of already talked about this, is the transparent censorship, right? So if you put something on Politea, so here it is, DCR time. That's the anchoring that I talked about. When you put a proposal, you write something, it gets anchored to the blockchain via DCR time. And so you can cryptographically prove that you've been censored. Because although the censorship may take place, it is still anchored. Your comments will still be anchored into the Decred blockchain. So this allows you to prove that you've been censored, which is kind of what like Roger Ver was, you know, ranting about back in 2017, was the censorship, the censorship, the censorship. And obviously it's important that admins be able to censor some things. You don't want people to just put like outlandish stuff up on Politea and then like it never be able to be taken down, you know, like racist stuff or pedophilia stuff or something like that. There does need to be a certain level of censorship. But at least being able to prove it, right? Prove that you've been censored. That's very important. Because if you're putting something up there like, hey, I think we should increase the block size, and there's someone who runs the thing who doesn't agree with you, who's an admin, and he just deletes your thing, well, like, okay, well, now you're screwed and no one's going to know what you said. So if you go on Decred Docs, they give a little bit of a timeline about how the proposal works. You know, you submit a proposal, it gets reviewed, valid proposals appear in Politea. If you are not, like, if you stop commenting on the proposal, it can be deemed inactive or abandoned. So if you're not like still actively engaging, you just put it up and you just leave it, it's probably not going to win, or it's not going to get voted on. And then the owner of the proposal has to authorize the vote. And he has to say, all right, we've had enough discussion, let's take this to a vote. And the admin triggers the start of the vote. But here's what's really cool about Politea is that you don't have to go on there because you want to vote on something or because there's something you want to change. Like Jay-Z, who many of you are familiar with, he published just 10 days ago something. And he starts this off. where is it? It was really funny when I read it. He basically starts off this whole thing by his whole thing by saying, look, this is not, don't vote for this. I'm just putting out my thoughts here, and I want to do it in the center square, in the online Politea, in the polity of Decred, the heart and soul. I am basically going to the town square and I am announcing to everyone my thoughts, and I'm willing to put skin in the game with my thoughts by paying a fee. And that's the cost of entry, is 0.1 DCR. It's less than a dollar. So it's about a dollar today. And that's just so incredibly powerful, guys. It's revolutionary, quite honestly. And I do believe that Decred and DCR, and I'm looking forward to getting more cosmic in episodes with, you know, hopefully we have more community conversations in the future and thinking about, everyone's always talking about DAOs, right? Look, I'm not even bullshitting you. DCR is set up right now, DCR time, Politea, where, I mean, if this very day, if people wanted, you could do elections using Decred. And you can have a place where you can have trust in the system that what is reflected on the blockchain is what actually took place. And that in itself is also extremely powerful. And so, the voting time, from the time you trigger the start of the voting into the end, is approximately 1 week. When the ticket voting period ends, the proposal is formally approved or rejected. There is a quorum requirement for the vote to be considered valid. So 20% of the eligible tickets must vote no, yes or no. The threshold for a proposal to be approved is a 60% yes vote. When a proposal with a budget and deliverables is approved, the work can begin. And the proposal owners can submit claims against the budget as things become completed. For now, payments are handled by the Decred Holding Group, but I reckon that by 2021, there will be a decentralized autonomous organization that handles the facilitation of these payments. So it'll become automated. And one thing I've also thought about is, what other types of businesses and services can you provide using DCR time and using Politea and using a DAO and using the blockchain? I think that it's possible to do insurance. You can have decentralized insurance claims, actual, like maybe like auto insurance, you know, like things that are in meat space. That might be far out and that might be crazy to say, but I think that it is possible. So again, reading from the website here, Politea's aim is to serve as the decision-making force behind Decred DAO. Because Politea and its accompanying process are still in an experimental stage, Politea will serve initially as a robust signaling mechanism for Decred shareholders to the community members controlling the Decred treasury wallet. So it's just talking about the evolution of, okay, we're not going to finish reading that. So what are the requirements, guys? If you want to submit a proposal to Politea, what do you need to put in there? Look at the documents on Decred, docs.decred.org. It gives you a very simple template. You're going to want to put the total amount of the budget that you're asking for. How long is your contract going to take? How long is the work going to take? You're going to want to come up with some specifics on deliverables. So, for example, delivering software, and it'll be open source, it'll be closed source, and what kind of license will you use? You want to use some sort of specificity. And then you also need to let people know how you plan to report your progress. So letting people know, okay, so on a weekly basis, I'll drop a video, or you'll be able to see what I've done every 2 months, something like that. You need to come up with a schedule. And it's very simple. This is it. This is what you need. What? So it's provide a short description of the problem you will address. Why? Tell people why you're doing it. Why is this a good idea? How? How are you going to do it? And who will be involved? And when will it be done? And I recommend anyone who is thinking about doing this, look, you don't want to just show up on Politea, create a username, pay your one DCR, and throw out a proposal and say, hey, I'm going to build the next, great Decred hardware wallet. And everyone needs to, I'm looking for contributions from the community, and it's going to cost me $1 million US to build this wallet, but it's so good and everyone should just trust me. No, you don't want to do something like that. You need to build credibility, right? You often hear people in Decred talk about you show up, you do work, you prove to the community that you're able to do some work, and then people usually retroactively go and ask for money. Luckily enough, some of the major stakeholders in Decred are highly technical veterans. So you can't go on there and like bullshit with like some tech sounding babble. And it's also important that you think about the audience, because someone like myself, who eventually will be voting, you know, you can't go there and use a whole bunch of super technical language and I'm not going to know what you're talking about. So then I'm not going to vote for your idea. You want to use very simple, very clear language. And again, you are going to want to build a reputation as well. You're going to want people to trust, especially if you're asking for something big. You're going to want to have done a little bit of work, done some of the legwork, so that people can see what you're capable of doing. And I'm trying to think what else is important for me to talk about in regards to Politea. Honestly, I can't think of too much more. Obviously, there's some discussions going on right now, building a revolutionary infrastructure, the evolution of money. See if there's anything that's worth talking about. Yeah, we're not gonna talk about the proposals specifically. You can go on, I'll have in the description of this podcast, obviously links to the public proposal system and also Decred documents so that you can learn more about Politea there. I think in closing, what I want to say is, as I think about the evolution of like finance, and I think about what it means to be a stockholder and what it means to be a hodler and what it means to be a staker and what it means to have skin in the game, Decred is like this hybrid, like money, community, corporation, protocol. It's so many different things. And to be able to use Decred, whether you're just using it to facilitate exchange, whether you're using it to lock up and participate in the governance, right? What's interesting is to think about is how Decred challenges some of the existing regulations, which I haven't studied yet. I'm very excited to study security and exchange and unincorporated entities and corporations and all of those things to start getting an understanding of how it interacts with the law. But one thing I think I do understand very clearly is that it doesn't neatly fit into any of the categories that exist for organizational structures or money or protocols, because it does so many complex things, right? There's clearly a governance aspect to holding Decred for some people. And that's what's crazy is like just because someone owns Decred doesn't mean they're actually doing this, doesn't mean they're actually trying to be, a stakeholder, which has its own rewards. And I think where I'm going with that is mostly it would be very interesting to think about a world where Amazon or Google, where the voting, the decision making is taking place in public forums. What does Facebook look like when the users are deciding, what changes will be made and how payments get dispersed from the value that's captured from the platform? And I think that Decred will be looked to as an example. It'll be copied. I don't think anything can like replace it or offer the same value proposition. But I do believe that, I mean, you're already seeing it, right? You're seeing it with YFI, which, whether they know it or not, the community is imitating in many ways some of the things that Decred has done from the beginning and how they're trying to organize themselves. And I do believe that the future of business and the future of commerce and the future of governance, government, politics, finance, I think a lot of these conversations will start to take place in public forums, such as Politea. And it really is a beautiful thing. For it's a very empowering thing, and it starts to create more fair games for the world, because everyone can have a voice Everyone can be heard. And knowing that you're on the same playing field as everyone else is very empowering to the individual. And so this was a shorter episode. I need to get back to this reading. So I'm going to end this one here. Thank you guys for watching. Stay staked. Peace.